ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 16. Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyamahat Sevaya Viprat Punyatieta Nishevanat Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataduchit Shyamahat Sevaya Viprat Punyatieta Nisevanat Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataduchit Shyamahat Sevaya Viprat Punyatieta Nishevanat.
Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyamahat Sevaya Viprat Punyatieta Nishevanat Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataduchi Shyamaha Sevaya Vipra Punyatieta Nishevanat. Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyamaha Sevaya Kripa Punyatieta Nishevanam Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyamaha Sevaya Vipra Punyatieta Nishevanam
Shushusho. One who is engaged in hearing. Shadadanasya, with care and attention. Vasudeva, in respect to Vasudeva. Kata, the message. Ruchihi, affinity. Syat, is made possible. Mahasevaya, by service rendered to pure devotees. Vipraha, O twice born. Punyatieta, those who are cleansed of all vice. Nisevanat by service. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O twice-born sage, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Please repeat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called devas, or godly living beings, and there are men called asuras, or demons, who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, a vivid description of the asuras is given, in which it is said that the asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the supreme will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord. And when they come to save human society from the dangers of godliness, they are known as the powerful incarnation of the God, as son of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the asuras and the demoniac followers, and the demoniac followers of such asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and we preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself according to the indication of the revealed scriptures. But he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaves so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. Shushushro Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shamahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatyeta Nishevana. Translation again. O twice-born sage, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chaksu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Pudare Srimade Tamo Krishna Kaswami Dinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Pudare Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine. So, in the purport of this verse, there are many wonderful points. The first important point I understand is Srila Prabhupada, he was written that there are two classes of men in the creation. One class of men is called the devas, or godly living beings. And the other class of men is called the asuras, or the demons. And then Srila Prabhupada, he was mentioning that in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, Krishna described those two classes of men very vividly. So how Lord Krishna described those two classes of men, let's have a look. The 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Let's see. In the 16th chapter of the Gita, the first three verses, Lord Krishna, he described the qualities of the godly man or the devas. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Abhayan Satvasam Sudhir, Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, Danam Damascha Yagnascha, Swadhyaya Yastapa Ajavam, Ahimsam Satyam Akrodas, Tyaga Shantir Apaishunam, Daya Bhuteshwa Loduptvam, Madvam Bhir Achaparam, Teja Shama Titi Socham Atroho Nati Manitaha Bhavanti Sambadam Daivin Abhijatasya Bharata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, third, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, sturdy determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. So those are the qualities of the devas. Yeah. And in the following verse, namely verse 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc., Lord Krishna then described the person, the qualities of the demoniac person. So let's have a look at the qualities of the demoniac person. Text number 4. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. Then the Lord Krishna continues to say in the 7th chapter that Pravritincha Nivinitincha Jana Navidu Asula Nasochan Na Pichacharo Nasatyam Teshu Vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. And text number 8, Asatyam apratishtante jagat ahu anishvaram aparas paratsambhutam kimanyat kama hai to come. They say that this world is unreal with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Text number 9. Etan trishtin avastabhya nastamano pabudaya prapadyanti ukrakamana shayaya jagato hita. Following such conclusion, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. So that is really happening now. When you see, got a chance to watch the news of the world, you will see that war is happening almost all over the world. You see, I just made a little bit search of the war now, at the present moment. So the war in Afghanistan is still going on. And the war in Iraq is still going on. And the war in Syria are still going on. Even our neighboring country, Mexico, they are having a kind of drug war. There are war in Africa also. You see. So that I remember, in my lecture, my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he used to say, actually, this world is made from 4 or 5 billion demons. Yeah, they are meant to destroy the world. And now, I remember yesterday or a couple of days, Maharaj was giving lecture that even the North Korea even is having the nuclear bomb, the hydrogen bomb now. And that hydrogen bomb, it is said to be more than 100 times stronger than the bomb that the Americans, dropped in Japan during the Second World War. You see, so this world is actually full of the demons. And the demons, they are good in destroying the whole world, So that's why this world is actually not a good place for the gentleman. Yeah. And Krishna continued to describe the asuras. What's the, qualities, Taking, in the text number 10, Krishna says, taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac thus illusioned are always sworn to unclean work attached by impermanent. Text number 11 and 12, they believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in the lust and anger. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Text number 13 to 15. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. I'm the lord of everything. I'm the enjoyer. I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. I'm the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So that's the nature of the demoniac personalities. Actually, by coming to LA, I got a chance, to learn a lot from the devotees here, especially, Bhrigu Paripapu, about the book distribution. Yeah, while doing the book distribution, I really realized that people in general, they are really just like the animals, like the demons. Yeah, most of them, they will reject you. Probably when you try to stop, you try to stop 10 people, and maybe, two or three will stop and listen to you. And among 10 people of those who are willing to stop and listen to you, maybe one will have some interest in this, in our books, and probably will take the book and give you some donations. So that's how rare, is people who are interested in spirituality. Actually, the Lord confirmed this in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 3, where the Lord says that manushanam sahasreshu kaschi yatati sidaye yatatam api sitanam kaschi mam verti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Actually, in the same chapter, I think it's text number 19, Krishna also says that Bahunam jamanam ante gyanavamam prabhadyante vasudeva savam iti samahatma sudurava. That after many birth and death, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So I could really realize that a Krishna's devotee is really, really very rare soul, a great soul. Yeah. From the book distribution, I really realized. So therefore, I learned that, I should just tolerate those rejections. Because rejection is for sure. And you have to just wait for the Lord to send you some sincere soul who can come and take the book and give you some, you know, donation like that. Yeah. So this is one point I learned from today's verse. And also, there are other important points also. Like in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was talking about the God or God incarnation. So Srila Prabhupada, he stressed that no one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. Yeah. So this reminds me that especially in India, there are some powerful yogis. He can manifest some, you know, gold coins in his arm. And people are so foolish, they are really worshiping him like God, you know. Yeah. But actually, according to the purport here, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote, if you are really God, a God, or God incarnation, then it has to be written in the Shastra. Like in the Bhagavatam, it has predicted so many incarnations of God. For example, the recent incarnation, like Lord Buddha, and the other, one more incarnation is going to come at the end of Kali Yuga, Lord Kalki. You know, they were all predicted here in the Bhagavatam. Yeah, let me read you the prediction of Lord Buddha. In the first canto, chapter number 3, text number 24, here it is said, then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist. And then, in the next verse, text number 25, the other incarnation, Kalki incarnation, is predicted also. Thereafter, at the conjunction of two yugas, that means Kali Yuga and Satya Yuga, because when Kali Yuga finished, then Satya Yuga will come. So thereafter, at the conjunction and the conjunction of two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as the Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu, Vishnu Yasha. At this time, almost all the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. So, this is only two examples, right? There are so many other predictions here in the Bhagavatam. So this is another point I found very interesting. Another interesting point of this verse is Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that the servant of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. So that means Prabhupada, he continues, said that such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. But such servant of God, they will never claim themselves to be God. Actually, by reading this, it reminds me the reminds me the description in the Sri Guvastaka that we are chanting every morning at the Mongrari. Yeah, why the devotees, they should be worshipped as, you know, as much as God, the spiritual master, yeah, especially. It is said here, Sakshada Ritvena Samasta Shastre Utas Tata Bhavyata Eva Sadi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Groshri Charanana Vinda. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. So like Srila Prabhupada, for example, yeah, he is definitely sent by the Lord to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So as a follower of Srila Prabhupada, we can definitely, you know, worship him as much as we are worshipping Krishna. Yeah. And there's another important point of this verse is that by serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. So that reminds me the stories of Narada Muni, which described actually in the first canto. So in Narada Muni's previous life, you know, he was just a small boy, maybe 3-5 years old. And there was one time, you know, during the Chaturmasya, that period of time, some of great sages, you know, stayed in the village. And Narada Muni got the opportunity to serve those great sages along with his mother. The sages are very pleased with their service and allowed Narada Muni to take the prasadam, the remnants left on the plate. Simply by this kind of service and by taking the remnants of the great sages, Narada Muni immediately become Krishna conscious. Yeah. So that's the powerful effect of association with the devotees. It is said that when you cook something for the Lord and offer to the Lord, so that prasadam is called Maha Prasadam. But when you serve that Maha Prasadam to great Vaishnavas, especially the spiritual masters, and the remnants of those great Vaishnavas, they are called Maha Maha Prasadam. And that Prasadam is extremely powerful. Yeah. So, it is said that if you got a chance to take this kind of Maha Maha Prasadam, all the good qualities of that sainted persons will come to you. Yeah. So, that's the few points I want to say. So is there any other questions and comments? Yes, Maharaj.
Just a very brief point. You had mentioned that the youngster, Narada Muni, by partaking of the remnants of these wonderful Bhaktivedantas,
right,
who were taking shelter of the Brahmin's house during the rainy season, He did more than just eat the remnants. He also listened to their discourses.
Right, right.
And that was very important. He learned how to meditate from them. He learned how to focus his attention on Krishna. And how do we know that? Because when after the Bhaktivedanta's, they left after some time, and after Narad Muni's mother, she died due to a snake bite, he was all alone. And so he went on the road, and he was wondering how the Supreme Lord looks. What is his picture? What is he like? He had heard the descriptions, but he wanted to see it for himself. So one day he sat down against a tree, and he closed his eyes and focused his attention within the heart, and then the Lord manifested in his heart, and he could actually see the Lord. So then, after Narada Muni was in, he was enjoying and relishing this wonderful sight, then the Lord disappeared and right. appeared outside him.
Right.
So Narada Muni wanted the beautiful scenery that he's seen in his heart, he wanted that to continue. So the Lord said, no, it will not continue. You will have to wait till the next kalpa.
Right.
He said, you have a lot of purification to accomplish. So first you work on that, become qualified through the purification, but at least you now have had a sample of what is to come, and you have a motivation to work for that.
Right. Thank you very much, Maharaj. That's a really good point. Any other comments or questions? Thank you. So I will stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.
Thank you very much for your nice class, Prabhu. I know it was last minute that you were asked, but we didn't know. It sounds like you've been studying for weeks.